This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Plenty for us to discuss in... I don't know, 25 minutes or so. We're going to talk some Eagles. We're going to do an NFC East review this week, starting with Philly. We're moving in geographic proximity. I also think there's a lot to discuss from the weekend. My six-year-old won a championship, Brian. Bang. My nine-year-old did not.
And what, golf?
Lacrosse.
Or lacrosse.
Right. Yeah, man. We celebrated by going to McDonald's. Landfill, I think you'd be interested to know. I don't know how new this is, but it's new to me.
Are you going to tell me they have chicken strips?
That was the big push, because obviously they're pushing their new chicken strips, which are McCrispy chicken strips, I suppose, McCrispy strips.
Mm-hmm.
I, however, got a McCrispy sandwich, which appears to be McDonald's version of the Chick-fil-A sandwich. Here's my review, Landfill. It was pretty good. Is that okay? Did I give you enough info?
That's cool.
So that my Sunday was all kids lacrosse and McDonald's until I told my wife, I was like, listen, I'm going to watch sports tonight. Like, there are sports I am watching. There are a pair of game sevens. And B, I'll be honest, the hockey game started 2-0 St. Louis, and it looked like they were going to run away with it, and I was way more excited for the basketball game for Rockets-Warriors. And then Winnipeg slowly comes back, and Rockets-Warriors slowly turns into not quite a blowout, but never really that interesting. And
that run at the end was special.
Sure, and Buddy Hield was just on fire. Like, yeah. I had both on, but did you watch any of the hockey?
No.
B, it was 3-1 St. Louis with, like, I want to say under 10 minutes left. And then, and this is in Winnipeg. This is Winnipeg as the one seed, the President's Trophy winner. Winnipeg scores, make it 3-2. Then it looks like they score to make it 3-3, and it gets called back because the puck didn't go completely over the line. They legitimately scored with 1.6 seconds left to send it into overtime.
Damn.
And then it went into double overtime. You know how hockey overtime in the playoffs is just like, it's like a drug. Like, you can't stop watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so intense. And then Winnipeg scored to go ahead in the second overtime. I kind of thought it was going to go to three. The way it was going, dude, it just seemed like it would never end. So now the entire second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs is set. Jets, Stars. I was rooting for the Avalanche. Knights, Oilers, I'm definitely rooting for Edmonton. Toronto, Florida, and then Caps, Canes. Winner of Caps, Canes gets the winner of the Leafs and the Panthers. Do you have a dog in that fight, Brian? Is there somebody you'd prefer the Caps to play?
No. My mindset has always been the same. To be the best, you got to beat the best. So whoever comes.
I mean, Panthers are defending champs.
Yeah.
So yeah, I imagine White Brian, give me the odds on Panthers Leafs. I imagine the Panthers are pretty big favorites in that. NBA playoffs are now set.
That's where Kachuk is.
There's a Kachuk in Florida. There's a Kachuk in Ottawa.
Yeah, Matt is in Florida, right?
Yeah. How about Pacers beating Cleveland yesterday?
Yeah.
I throughout the season, we've been like, I don't know if Cleveland's for real. What happens in the NBA, you saw this when Thibodeau was coaching the Bulls. Certainly this Cleveland team, they have some talent. But when you have an NBA team that commits to playing defense and playing hard all the time throughout the regular mm-hmm. season, you can get a really good record without necessarily being that good. Yeah. If you commit to going 100% all the time.
I think they're good, though, man. I think they're good. They just ran into Indiana played better defense. And Jeff's buddy, Al
Halliburton,
Jeff's
guy.
Was balling.
We got to give you credit, Jeffrey. You were an early adopter on Halliburton. Dude is good. Even if his dad's kind of an ass clown, dude is good. So Indiana is up 1-0 on Cleveland. The other series, does that start tonight, Knicks Celtics? I believe that's tonight.
I think it starts tonight. Yes.
So that's tonight at 7, which honestly just kind of the Boston New Yorkness of it makes it more fun.
Yep.
Does anybody think the Knicks will win that series?
No.
No. But
they're favored by 9.5 in the first game.
Damn. Out West.
Hell, the Thunder's favored by 9.5 too over the Thunder, over the Nuggets.
Out West is pretty loaded and star-studded. Thunder Nuggets starts tonight at 9:30. The question there is not talent, right? Like, the Thunder's pretty loaded, but they haven't done this yet. And no, so now you got to beat a previous champ.
But I think they have this year they seem to be playing with a little bit more, because, like, last year they were very good, but none. No experience.
Right.
This year they seem to have a little bit more with them.
I mean, they thumped the Grizzlies.
Beat team by 51 and 55, I think it was, something like that.
Circling back, the Panthers are significant favorites over the Leafs. It's almost 2-1 or 1-2, I guess. -175 if you want to bet Florida to win. So Thunder Nuggets starts tonight. So your two games tonight in hoops, Celtics Knicks at 7, Thunder Nuggets at 9:30. And then, I mean, this series is probably the one I'm most excited for, B, is Timberwolves Warriors. That starts tomorrow. You know, the T-Wolves have had some real rest. Golden State has the older roster in this thing. They get one day off before they're on. How do they get they're on the road in Minnesota tomorrow night at 9:30? This is the time of year it gets real hard to go to bed, because you want to watch these games.
Hey, you got to do it. Got to sacrifice, baby.
And for the folks that don't have multiple TV setups, in the year 2025 of our Lord, where you could buy a TV for like $75, you got it. Yeah, and all you have to do is connect it to your internet. You got to step your game up, people. I don't want to be rude, but.
Well, you are being rude, Jay.
I don't think so. I said it politely. I said our Lord. Tonight, puck, just the one game, Panthers Leafs in Toronto. That arena will be buzzing. That's at 8 o'clock. Obviously, the big news of the day here in Washington, though, I think, is the announcement of the NFL draft coming.
Yeah.
And, Brian, some of our friends in Philadelphia have an idea.
What's the idea?
So, I follow this Philly sports blog called Crossing Broad. And if you're familiar with Philadelphia, Broad Street is this giant street in Philadelphia. So, Crossing Broad is the idea of crossing Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
And they are hardcore Philly homers, but they make me laugh. Like, it's well written, it's well done. So I'm going to read to you from this blog post I just saw from Crossing Broad, who I believe their publisher is Kevin Kincaid. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
The 2027 NFL draft will be held in Washington, according to every insider on the planet. We're just awaiting official word from the league. The draft was held in New York every year from 1965 to 2014. Then they got wise and took the show back on the road, doing a couple of years in Chicago before bringing it to Philly, Arlington, and Nashville. Next year, they'll be in Yinzerville, and then it goes to the Swamp down in D.C., where all of the corrupt career politicians and slimeball Capitals fans live. Gross. That being said, it's not too early to start planning a Philadelphia Eagles fan takeover. Yo, and they did our boy dirty here. As you know, Tailgate Ted got up on a chair like he was Julius Caesar and proclaimed that commie fans had conquered our Hard Rock Cafe, which nobody goes to. For the record, I was at the Hard Rock. It was bumping, and they did take it over. I'm back to reading. Mm-hmm. The only people who go to the Hard Rock are tourists that are visiting the convention center. Ted then went to the NFC Championship game and watched his boys lose 55-23. Then Birds fans took over his cancer fundraiser and added several thousand dollars via spite-based philanthropy, which nobody does better than Philly. There is a Hard Rock in D.C. Looks like it's on East Street, not the crappy band, but the road, only a few blocks up from the mall. We could see about reserving a room and putting together an organized Kelly Green march that will make January 6th look like amateur hour. Do you think Eagles fans will legit try to take over the draft here?
Yes.
I do too, dude.
Yes, they will try. But we don't care. Come spend your money.
Yeah. Well,
and because, listen, at the draft,
there's fans
always,
from everywhere.
You always have certain people show up. Either they're going to, or we're going to have enough of our fans to say, to hell with you, we're taking up all the spots.
The draft has fans of, like, when you go work an international game, one of the things that's the most interesting is it's more of like a festival of football than it is two teams competing, because mm-hmm. you see jerseys from, like, every era. And
yeah.
Like, when I worked the Skins playing the Bengals in London in 2018, whenever that was, the jersey I saw most was Dan Marino. Like,
wow.
Yeah. So for the draft, it's more just this like festival of football, yeah, and yeah. everybody's kind of hanging out and having fun. And undoubtedly, there will be Eagles fans. But like, ideally, you could just be cool. It's just the draft. It's in the game. Nobody needs a fist fight.
They don't care about that. So they're going to always try to take over. And don't let them take over. Point blank.
Yeah. I mean, this is free. So, I don't know. I thought the writing in there was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But the Philly dude goes on to just, and let's be real, Philly folks have, in my opinion, a pretty unwarranted animosity towards Josh Harris. All that dude has done is spend money on players.
And he'd be mad at their players that don't want to play.
Or the GM that keeps picking them.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they got players that are super talented that refuse to play. They always are injured. That's not the owner's fault.
Here we are, Brian. How many points James Harden had in that game? Game 7? Mm-mm. 7.
See, James Harden has a tendency to disappear in crunch time.
Especially in the playoffs.
Yeah. And what happens with
7
him,
points.
If he can get those calls where he just throw the ball up and act like he was fouled, he can score. But if they're not giving him that, he can't find another way.
My point to bring up Harden is I think the two players in the NBA that are the most similar and frankly land on my players I want the least list of actual stars, of actual players with immense capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
The two dudes I want the least are James Harden and Joel Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two dudes Philly, the Sixers built everything around.
Yeah, and one of them is still there stealing, and the other one is gone somewhere else stealing.
They're mad at Harris because I guess he tried to move the building downtown, and now they're going to build a new building in the South Philly sports complex, whatever mm-hmm. they call that area.
Why be mad at him for trying to build a new building?
Here's why nobody here should care. Harris bought the team in July of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
In the time since, really, that first year, his hands were tied. It was the Ron show. He had just gotten here. You know who would have blown out everybody and had a really bad operation because there's nobody available at that time of year? Dan.
Mm-hmm.
He would have just done it to show the world he was taking over. Harris was like, all right, this is what I got. I'm going to sit back and watch and see what kind of parts
I'm gonna
I've
learn.
Got.
I'm going to learn what we, and yeah. see what we need to do.
Since that time, hired Adam Peters, hired Dan Quinn, drafted Jaden Daniels. The team won its first playoff game in 20 years, mm-hmm. made their first NFC championship game in almost 30 years, mm-hmm. maybe more than 30 years.
Yeah, more.
Announced a new $4 billion stadium deal, and now D.C. is going to host the NFL draft.
Yeah.
You can be mad all you want up there. Clearly, this dude is a difference maker, a
really,
culture changer.
They can, we don't care if they're mad up there. The people here are happy. And, that, and that's what matters.
Right.
And I think what you have to look at, too, people like to talk about the different sports, football rules. So the people that are mad up there are not necessarily the Sixers fan. It's the damn Eagle fan that just don't like the fact that he owns the Commanders.
I agree with that.
That's what that is.
I think the Sixers fans are mad because they were awful.
Well, they need to be mad at Joel for never showing up.
I am with you, B. I think that is some seriously misguided angst. That I don't understand at the owner. The dude refuses to play.
Can't make.
No.
I mean, if it, and then the way it is, I know they can be hard on players. Show him.
So the best text I got about the draft news, I'm not going to say who it was, but it was like 2027 NFL draft. How cool is that? Washington's going to be picking 32nd.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Because you know what that means, people? Champion.
Landfill, how many paid gigs will B. Mitch have during the 2027 NFL draft in D.C.?
I mean, it's going to be...
Why y'all in my pocket? A bunch. Mind your business.
I got...
I'll be sitting up there just hanging out with him.
Yeah. He'll have one with the team, one with the PA, one with the firefighters.
One with the league.
Yep.
Oh, funny, dog.
The draft is a 3-day extravaganza, but now they kind of set up a little radio row, so it's at least Wednesday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a busy week, B. Better get some sleep.
I'm good with it.
I know
no problems
you are.
Here, brother.
I know you are, sir. I can't believe, and yet I can entirely believe, Eagles fans are planning a NFL draft takeover. And you're right. You know what, DC? Have more people. Have more burgundy on the mall than green. Also, I had somebody tweet me that the widest part of the mall is right there at the Washington Monument, which makes sense because you don't have the trees and the museums right there. Like, it's much wider. But I wonder with the World War II memorials now, if that impacts the space at all. I don't know. But, dude, it's also in a lot of ways, B, if they win, I mean, sounds like it's a win, not an if. It's a little precursor for some of the big-time events you could get with a new stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you got... They're talking about a Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, that time of year, they'd have to put... Because for those that have never been to a Super Bowl, might not be aware, there's like this huge NFL fan experience you can go to that takes up, I mean, that would be at the convention
center. That's the convention center.
Right.
Yeah. That is already there.
But you could set something up on the mall. I mean, how cool would like an ice skating rink on the mall be or something?
The NFL experience and all that stuff, it'd probably be at the convention center.
Radio Row, all that. Yeah. That'd be the easiest Radio Row we ever worked.
Not really.
Just because we'd have to get in from home?
You got to get there.
Yeah. That's the point.
The easiest one ever was at the Mandalay Bay.
Or maybe Arizona.
Mandalay Bay, in the house. I was able to just roll out the bed to the chair. Yeah.
All right, when we return, we're going to Philly. Dave Zangaro will join the program. Tell us what the Eagles have done.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In the draft. Don't these dudes hate each other now? Aren't Hall and Oates like dead to each other? When you hear Hall and Oates with us, it means we're going to the city of brotherly love, talk to our friend Mr. Dave Zangaro. Davey Z, how are you, buddy? How's the offseason treating you?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, man?
Get us up to speed with all things Eagles. I think you guys already had rookie minicamp, right?
Yeah, they had it Friday and Saturday of this week. So, yeah, already back in the building. It's kind of wild after, like, that long of a playoff run that just be back in the building already. But that's what happens.
Sure. Tell us about the draft class. Who looks good? Kind of any surprises?
Yeah, I mean, well, first, I think it was a bit of a surprise that they drafted Jahad Campbell, a player who, you know, I think was a top 15 consensus pick, but was there at the end of the first round because of some injury concerns. And whenever that's part of the equation, it's always really tough to figure out, well, did they get a steal or is that concern legitimate? They have to trust their medical staff like every team in the league does. But as far as value goes, I mean, that's really good value to get that good of a player that deep in the round. And they were trying to move up during the first round. I think they started with 22, the Chargers. They tried to get up to that spot. And eventually they only moved up one spot to get the 31 to draft him. So we'll see how he does. He's injured right now. He's still coming back from a shoulder surgery, so he did not participate in that rookie camp. But, I mean, he's a really good player. He has played linebacker at Alabama, but he got recruited as an edge player, and they like his versatility. They're probably going to use him off the edge on occasion. But an exciting player. We just don't know exactly when he's going to be 100% and ready to go, but they were willing to take that risk because I think he's that good of a player.
Would you say that Howie has been I would say the hero, the MVP, because he seems to keep him stocked. I mean, ready up there.
Yeah. I mean, that's the key. And, you know, you look at the way that the Eagles are constructed right now, and it all kind of changes. You guys will go through it down there when it's time to pay the quarterback. The whole structure of the team kind of has to change a little bit, but it goes beyond the quarterback in Philly. They have, you know, they have 10 players making 15 plus mil per season. 8 of them are on offense. So, and you see it, like you see the names on offense, AJ Brown, pretty much everyone on the O-line, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, they're paying all these guys top money. So the only way to supplement that is to find cheap talent on defense. And the only way you do that is if you draft well. And it's been pretty impressive how well they've drafted in recent years. You look at that defense, I mean, most of them are on rookie contracts still. And eventually the pendulum is going to swing a little bit because they're going to have to pay the Jalen Carters and Nolan Smiths. But for right now, they have all these really talented players on rookie deals, and they just keep replenishing them. It's really a homegrown defense, and that's what makes it so special. Is you have, you know, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, N'Kobe Dean, like all these guys are homegrown. Milton Williams was, and then he leaves as a free agent. So you have all these guys that they've just drafted, and that's been the key to the success. I mean, if they don't draft as well as they have over the last few years, free agency can't save you at that point because you don't have the money to spend. So really impressed by how well they've drafted, and they need to keep it up because, like I said, if you draft well, eventually you have to pay those guys too. So yep. It doesn't get any easier.
Sure. Have they obviously they've lost a lot coaching wise, just coordinators keep getting head coaching jobs elsewhere. I mean, off the top of my head, I can think of Steichen and you just lost Kellen Moore, obviously. And who's the dude?
Yeah, Jonathan Gannon in Arizona,
right. Have they lost a lot in the front office? Because clearly Howie does a hell of a job, but I wonder, you know, you don't do it alone.
Yeah, it's slowed down a little bit in the last couple of years for whatever reason. But, I mean, they have lost some talent. Andrew Berry in Cleveland was with the Eagles for a little while. Catherine Raich, Brandon Brown and Ian Cunningham were both with the Eagles. So they have lost some talent. It's quieted down over the last couple of years, but eventually they're going to lose more people. And that's something Howie knows because, like, there's only so far you can progress in the Eagles front office because he's going to be there. So they're prepared for that. They have a couple of assistant GMs right now. Alec Hallaby is probably the one who's going to get hired away next by some team. He's taken some interviews already. I think some teams are kind of hesitant to hire him because he has what has been referred to as like a non-traditional background, not a quote unquote football guy, but neither was Howie. And that's worked out pretty well. So I think Hallaby is the next one to eventually get promoted, or hired away rather. So, but they've been so good at replenishing and just trying to bring in people, and they will promote them. And it's kind of been a nice launching pad for some careers. So they're not they know that they're going to lose talent in coaching staff and front office. And you just try like heck to make sure you have enough talent in the building to replenish it when that happens.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah,
when
definitely.
People want your player, I mean, your coaches are your player, they mean that you're doing good.
Well, and seriously, they lose coaches, front office guys, and players, and keep that drum keeps marching, man.
Yeah, and it's not easy. I mean, we saw, like, in the Andy Reid days, you know, his early staffs were so good. And then, you know, I think really where he started to hit some bumps in the road was when he wasn't able to replenish his staff at the same rate that he had earlier. And I think there was a dip, but we'll see how the new offensive coordinator does. Kevin Petullo, who's been with Sirianni, he's kind of Sirianni's guy. They promoted from within. The last time they did this, it didn't go well. So curious to see how that goes. But when you have Vic Fangio on defense, they're feeling pretty good about that side of the football.
Talking with our friend Dave Zangaro here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood is the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can follow Dave at DZangaroNBCS on Twitter and Instagram. DZangaroNBCS. Check out his Eagle Eye podcast with his partner in crime, Ruben Frank. The most interesting pick, and maybe you disagree with this. Now, granted, this is a fifth-round pick, or maybe a sixth-rounder, and certainly not the Saturday of the draft quarterback that the world became obsessed with. Kyle McCord, kid out of Syracuse, quarterback, who I thought was decent at Syracuse. I mean, he was a major recruit. He was at Ohio State to start his career. What's that pick about?
It's about replenishing at an important position. And they did this a few years ago with Tanner McKee, who's now their backup. And they see value in it. They just see value in adding quarterbacks and developing them. They got back Dorian Thompson-Robinson from the Browns in that Kenny Pickett trade, so they have him in the building as well. So they have like a competition now for that third quarterback job. That's all it is. It's about just, you know, if you use a sixth-round pick and that guy becomes your backup quarterback in 2 years, they see that as a wise allocation of resources. And, yeah, it makes sense, especially when, you know, quarterbacks don't stay healthy in the league all the time. You know, it's a rare thing. So if you have you need a backup you trust, and if you can develop that player and not have to pay, I mean, backup quarterbacks get paid so much if you're a veteran. So if you can find that guy on a rookie contract, there's definite value in that. And McCord's the guy who, you know, it's a fun story locally here. He was a local kid from South Jersey. Actually, you're right. He was a big-time recruit. He picked up his first offer when he was in eighth grade. So he's been on the radar.
That's great.
For a long time. And, yeah, they're bringing him in. And like, we saw him throw a few passes at rookie camp, and, you know, he looked the part. Nothing to get carried away with there, but I've seen other quarterbacks come in and throw a few passes, and you know right away that, okay, that's not going to go well. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, with quarterbacks, like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's only the quarterbacks who have been here, but, like, I can tell pretty quick whether or not there's at least something there or if there's definitely not something there. And so far, he looks the part. Big, tall, strong pocket passer. Definitely a different style than Jalen Hurts, but so is their backup, Tanner McKee. So I don't think they're really, like, locked in on one type of style quarterback.
Talking with our friend Davey Z, Dave Zangaro. So at this point, I mean, it's McCord is kind of a lottery ticket. If you get a, you know, you get a new backup, you get a new backup. Clearly, Kenny Pickett wasn't the correct backup. have you, we know enough Eagles fans and the sports radio scene up there and your podcast. When you throw out a mailbag and you want people to have questions, like in D.C., it's become very clear what the fan base is concerned about is they don't think there's enough edge rushers or a standout edge rusher. What are Eagles fans, when they call into WIP, like what are they yelling about? Joel Embiid?
I think there's a little apathy about the Sixers right now. I think with the Eagles, it's Philly, so there's always going to be some griping.
Right.
It's a little tougher after you win the Super Bowl, honestly. Like, there's a little bit of a honeymoon period. I think a little bit of the griping this offseason was just that they had to lose players and they weren't able to be big-time players in free agency. And I think that kind of hit fans because you're seeing, okay, Josh Sweat leaves. Milton Williams leaves. You cut ties with Darius Slay. Isaiah Rodgers leaves. Like, all these good players, Kenny Gainwell leaves. All these good players leave, and the Eagles aren't able to go out in free agency and be active. But, I mean, they knew that going in. That wasn't a surprise. They basically, this offseason, knew that it was going to be an offseason of tough decisions, but prioritizing the players they absolutely knew they needed to keep, and their top priority was Zach Bond, who was an all-pro linebacker last year, kind of a departure from the typical Howie Roseman thought process. But I mean, Bond was so good last year that they prioritized the off-ball linebacker and they made sure that he sticks around for the next 3 years. So I think that was, you know, it's tough when your team doesn't have the cap space and you're sitting there on the first day of free agency and you're seeing, you know, hey, my team's not doing anything and we're losing all these players. Like, what's going on? But, you know, that was kind of expected from within the organization. I think it just took some fans. It's a tough thing to see, especially when you watch these guys. I mean, Josh Sweat has 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl, and then you're watching him leave. That's not easy.
Yeah. It's just like, it's one of those things, like, you're not going to win the Super Bowl and keep everybody and then go get everybody the same year. It's not happening.
Well,
it just is what it is. And it's like the numbers, we know what free agency is, right? It's overspending. And that's not a bad thing all the time. Sometimes you have to do that to be competitive. But, you know, Milton Williams is a really good player. And he was a good player for the Eagles. He played a three tech. The one-on-one matchups he had was a really good player. He got $104 million. Like, the Eagles just were not going to do that. So, in a way, like, some of the prices in free agency probably made it a little easier for them to deal with it because they knew they weren't going to be able to match.
Then you look at, if you keep Milton, who are you willing to let go? You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing.
Yeah,
and so it's not even just about this year. Like, they even traded C.J. Gardner-Johnson, which is like, all right, well, why would they do this? It's because they knew they weren't going to pay him big money long-term. And remember when I said the Eagles have, like, drafted all these good players on defense and eventually they're going to have to pay them? I mean, they're already thinking about that.
That Jalen Carter contract's coming.
Exactly, and he's going to be eligible for it next year, so they're going to want to pay him next year. And I don't even want to think about how much money that man's going to make if he has another big season. I mean, he's going to
He'll be the highest paid defensive lineman in the NFL for at least a period of time.
Oh, absolutely. As long as his season goes the way his first two have gone, no question about it. So it's like those, and Nolan Smith will be eligible too. He's been their best edge rusher. So it's like, it's time to pay some of these other guys. They have Quinion coming down in a couple more years. So they're looking at this from a long-term perspective and really prioritizing, all right, who are our cornerstone players and who are the good players that we'd like to keep, but we just really can't?
Dave, do the fans ever give the benefit of the doubt to their GM that seems to be doing it so damn good?
Yeah, that's the thing, too. It's so funny to like be in the media in Philly because like even if Howie Roseman makes a decision that you're not sure is the right decision, you also have to be like, well, I mean,
track
he has gotten into three Super Bowls in 8 years and he's won two of them, so he probably knows a little better than me. It actually makes it tough to be in the media times because like we're paid to give opinions, and sometimes my opinion is like, that's not the right move. But then again, I don't know, he's doing pretty good, so...
There you go.
He certainly is. Davey, thank you for the time, bro. Appreciate it. Roof for caps.
All right, guys. I will. Take care.
All right. That's our boy, Dave Zangaro, just great at what he does. And another guy that's great at what he does, Paul Henry and the team at Paul Henry's Window Insulation. They've completely changed my house. We stay nice and cool all summer long. It's nice and cozy all winter long. I got new doors, new windows. I got no drafts. It is something that really changes your home when you redo your windows and doors. It's a commitment, but over time, the cost pays for itself because your energy bills go way down.
Yep.
I'm telling you, the folks at Pepco probably don't want us talking about this, man. They're going to take that L. If you call now, all May long, you get $125 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $600 off doors at Paul Henry's Window Installation.
If you want to just change your house, I think all you need to do is you reach out to Paul, call him, tell him to come change windows, because that's exactly what people see. When you're driving by, you know windows that are old, you know windows that are not up to par. They start to have that little fade in them. They start to have the little, like a cloud inside them, because sometimes when that little gas layer breaks, you're going to have problems in your house. You start getting all that, all of the different things coming in from the outside and things of that nature. Paul comes in and he changes it up. Also, make sure your house look new. People start looking at it and thinking, hey, man, what did you do to your house? Did y'all come and get painted? No, we got new windows. Windows are the eyes of the house, and they change everything up. So call Paul right now to get $125 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $600 off doors. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B-Mitch and Finley sent you. PaulHenrysWindows.com. You're clear, homie.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
From a choice.
90s were a wild time. I assume this was 90s. I don't know when this song came out. I want to be clear. I was never really a Limp guy. That's not my scene right there. You know what is my scene? Caps game one. If you want to go, we got tickets right now. Jeff, press the button. Bang. Phones are open. 800-636-1067. Caller number 9 right now. Damn, people called fast.
Oh, they're quick, no, they're waiting on it. These are Caps tickets, man. Yo, playoffs?
Playoffs?
Playoffs.
You win a pair of tickets to game one for the 2025 playoffs with the Washington Capitals. Tuesday, May 6th against Carolina at Capital One Arena.
Hell yeah.
For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com. We're giving Caps tickets away all day. That's the second pair we've given away. We got two more pairs to give away. An hour from now and 2 hours from now. And then Grant and Danny are going to be giving tickets away all afternoon, all at the end of the hour, I believe. I'm not going to speak for Grant and Danny. Do we know when they're doing theirs? Same idea?
I would think.
I love it. Folks are going to be fired up. That arena will be buzzing.
It will be bumping.
This is also perhaps stupid or overly simple. But I think there's a chance. I think of the first four games, the Caps have a little bit of an advantage. They get two legit night games. The Canes' Saturday game is a 6 o'clock, which just throws everything off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that crowd might not be quite as crazy as they would.
Yeah, think.
That's what I think. Yo, so.
What else are they doing in Raleigh?
There's a lot going on. Shane Gillis, two nights of Pearl Jam.
Getting ready for the game.
There was somebody on the line that was not caller number 9, so Jeff did not take their call. But I saw it, and it said Roost.
You thought it was a rooster?
Do we think Russell's trying to call in and get free Caps tickets?
I can see that happening.
Lanville, would that surprise you in the slightest if Rooster was trying to get free Caps tickets? All right, I believe we found our winner. His name was AP. All right, AP is on line 6. Yo, AP, congrats. You're going to the Caps game, man.
Thank you, JP. How you been, brother?
We're good, dude. How fired up are you?
God is great all the time. I'm hyped. I went to first series against Montreal, so I'm excited to go against Carolina.
All right, man.
Where do you live, AP?
I'm in Fairfax over here by Mason.
Okay, yo, I was there this morning. Shout out to Oarsman Fairfax Toyota.
Good people.
They are, man. You know what? I actually drove Route 50 the whole way into D.C. It was kind of pleasant.
You did?
Yeah. Traffic was fine.
You sure?
Hit some lights.
It's Monday.
Dude, it was...
If it was Tuesday or Wednesday, right. I guess you wouldn't be saying that.
I agree. My
you
options,
might still be on the road.
My options were to like take the Beltway to 395 or just stay straight. So I stayed straight. So, AP, who are you going to take to the game with you, dude?
My baby bro.
Awesome, man. What's the jersey situation?
I'm going to be rocking my Oshi, the red flying eagle joint.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Well, listen, man, enjoy the game bring home a dub, all right?
Let's get it. Hopefully I'll see y'all there.
All right, man. That's our guy. AP just won Caps tickets. Can't confirm or deny if that was Adam Peters. I don't think so, but you never know, man.
Didn't sound like it.
Coming up next, time for us to get up to speed on all things Washington Nationals. Mark Zuckerman joins the program. We're giving Caps tickets away all day, 12:45, 1:45. Nobody go anywhere.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.